Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. Your host for today's Lanyap is KEDM News Director, Sunny Merriweather.
Welcome to Lanyap. I am Sunny Merriweather. My guest today is Peggy Wells. She's the president of the Monroe, West Monroe chapter of Business and Professional Women. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Sunny.
I'm
glad to be here.
Well, you got a big anniversary coming up next week.
Yes, we do. BPW is the national organization is celebrating its 90th year. They formed in July of 1919, and BPW Louisiana was one of the founding state organizations. It was also formed in 1919. And, you know, this was before women got the vote. So you can imagine what the focus of those groups were at that time. Our chapter was formed in 1921. So we're celebrating our 88th year in this area.
Wow. And you brought, it's too bad people can't look into their radio and see these pictures, but you brought some copy of a page from it wasn't the News Star then, was it?
It was the Monroe News Star.
The Monroe News Star, yeah. And also a photograph of some of the members in front of their newly purchased clubhouse, which is now the home of the Wellspring on Jackson Street.
Yes, they bought that house to use for their meetings in 1929. Bought it for $20,000, and
wow.
I that was a lot of money in those days.
Oh yeah, and of course that was right before the market crashed and all that kind of stuff. It was a wonderful picture,
yes.
And it's a kick to look at the clothes that they're wearing.
Yes,
you know, the old clothes. But so you've really been a force for women, working women.
Yes,
for more than 88 years now.
Yes, the national organization has been for 90 years, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the mission of Business and Professional Women is to achieve equity for all women in the workplace through advocacy, education, and information. You know, from the education standpoint, we have a local scholarship at ULM that we award every year to women non-traditional students. We have the same at the state level. We have the same at the national level. So we promote women in education as a method of improving, you know, skills and their ability to find good employment.
Mm-hmm.
The advocacy, we do a lot of lobbying on the national and state level for things like pay equity, work-life balance, flexible work hours is a good example of that, women's health issues, women veterans, domestic violence prevention, and education. And we do, like I said, do that mainly on the national and state level because there is strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm. And when you do these advocacy programs, how do you get your members involved in them?
Email blitzes. We provide them with sample letters to go to legislators. We go and recruit them to show up at the Capitol in Baton Rouge, for example. We did that in April. And the same thing goes for the national level. They do a policy and action day where people show up on the steps of the Capitol and then go and meet with the legislators of their area.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about the issues that are currently in front of legislators that we particularly have an interest in.
Mm-hmm. And there was a pay equity bill before the legislature,
mm-hmm,
again this year, and once again it didn't pass.
That was very disappointing. I think we still have a lot of education to do on pay equity. People think that we're talking about differences in performance. We're not. They think we're talking about differences in seniority. We're not. People, women and men that have the same performance levels and the same seniority are still, women are still getting, you know, 65 cents to the dollar. Louisiana is one of the worst. states for this. And we made some headway this time. We're not giving up. We're going to be back. The main argument seemed to be, well, businesses can't afford this. And it was issue of, oh, we're going to have a lot more lawsuits. Well, there was language in the bill that, minimized frivolous lawsuits. There was a time limit. There was a cap on, amount that they could ask for. There are just a lot of misconceptions, and we have some more education to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have some programs that you're doing with the local organization.
Yes.
One of those is the Any Soldier program.
Yes.
And this is something that I think is just a great idea.
Yes, we at our meetings, we collect items, and we have a list of things that are permissible for shipping. You know, there are some things that you can't ship because chocolate melts, and the areas where these boxes are going, no pork products because of the customs in those areas. But we collect these items at our meetings, and when we get enough items, we send one or two or three boxes to a Louisiana woman who is serving in the military, and typically they're either in Afghanistan or Iraq. And we go to a website called anysoldier.com and search for these women and send boxes. You know, we've sent them to somebody different every time we've sent them. And, you know, we've gotten a couple of thank you notes back. And we certainly don't expect that. But, you know, it really means a lot to these women and their units because they share these items with everybody in their unit. We send books, we send, snacks, crackers, we send all kinds of things, and they're very appreciative.
Yeah, magazines and popcorn and all those kinds of things that you probably just can't go to a store and buy there.
That's right.
So,
and it's not just the items. It's the fact that the people back home are, sending this to them and supporting them that makes the real difference, the real impact.
So you're celebrating your anniversary.
Yes.
Next Tuesday.
Yes, the 14th. We are having a birthday party. And we're meeting at the atrium. We meet every second Tuesday of the month at the atrium and from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. And so we're going to learn something about BPW trivia. We have a competitive game. We divide the group up into two groups and learn about BPW facts and fun facts. And then we're going to also celebrate with cake. So we're inviting folks to come. And actually, our state president will be here for that. Our BPW state president
will
be here.
And you've got some special entertainment, too.
The Monroe Symphony Orchestra small group is going to come and present some music for us. We thought that would be kind of a nice touch. And they were wanting to come and, speak to our group for a little while anyway. So we'll have them there. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, and surely they will play Happy Birthday.
Well, I'm sure they'll take requests.
So that starts at 11:30.
Yes, it does.
Next Tuesday.
Yes.
Do people need to make reservations?
Yes, they can call me at 665-5516 and make a reservation. And if I don't answer the phone, just leave a message. I'll get it and I'll call you back.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Peggy Wells is the president of the Monroe West Monroe BPW. And I'm Sunny Merriweather with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.